Folks, when you say the first Monday to an old political observer in Alabama, they get a smile on their face and remember how it used to be in Alabama politics. First Monday is an event that's been happening in the northeast Alabama town of Scottsboro for over 100 years. It is a gigantic old-timey flea market. People come all over Jackson County and surrounding counties to trade. The official name of the event is actually the First Monday Trade Day. As you can guess, it was held on the first Monday of every month. It started around the turn of the century in the early 1900s. However, in the past 20 years, it's been moved to Sunday. But from 1900 to 1990, the first Monday of every month was a must event for any aspiring gubernatorial candidate. First Monday Trade Day started with the local court sessions. Court be held the first Monday of every month in Jackson County, which nestles in the northern corner of the state, in the foothills of the Appalachians, and borders Tennessee and Georgia. In those days, it took so long to travel to Scottsboro by horse and wagon, they decided to couple court day with a trade day. Big tents were set up, and people traded everything. It was bigger than just a flea market. It was like a carnival. Musicians and fiddlers would play while the traders plied their wares, full of guns, knives, Indian artifacts, produce, vegetables, chickens, goats, pigs, cows, horses, mules, and even dogs were traded. Around the knife trading area would sit whittlers who would gossip and whittle all day long. They would chew tobacco and cut cedar into a big pile of cedar curls. There were lots of tobacco chewing and cigar smoking. Obviously, First Monday Trade Day was a must event for any serious statewide political aspirant, especially for the advent of television. George Wallace knew the importance of going to First Monday Trade Days in Scottsboro. Most state politicians had it on their itinerary during election year, but Wallace was a regular every year. He built quite a personal following in Jackson County by attending their flea market. He's always carried the county overwhelmingly. In fact, this county is said to be where Wallace won the 1970 governor's race over Albert Brewer. Jackson County in extreme North Alabama should have been a natural county for a fellow North Alabamian, Albert Brewer, under what Alabama calls the friends and neighbors voting habits of voting for someone from their neck of the woods, especially given the fact that Wallace was from extreme South Alabama. You know, Jackson County is a populous county with a lot of votes. In the first primary in 1970, Wallace and Brewer broke even in Jackson County. But in the runoff, Wallace pulled out all the stops. Brewer had him on the ropes, and his political obituary was about to be written. His campaign put out some of the most racist and vicious smear sheets in state history. Wallace's people dropped those pamphlets all over Sand Mountain. They dropped them hard at First Monday. When Wallace came to First Monday the day before the runoff, you could tell the pamphlets were working. He drew the biggest crowd ever seen on First Monday. He won the governor's race in Jackson County. Big Jim also knew the importance of First Monday, the same as Wallace. He'd bring his band, the Strawberry Pickers. He had his shuck broom and suds bucket as an analogy that he was going to sweep out the capital of those corrupt big mules and black belt planters. The folks from Sand Mountain at First Monday were receptive to Big Jim's message. It's said the First Monday Trade Day in Scottsboro is the longest continuing flea market in the country. Thank y'all for listening.